We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Manhattan City Commission Day here on the program, and our guest in studio is Ron Fear, Manhattan City Manager. Just a reminder, if you want to check out those meetings, they are open to the public, and City Hall is where you need to go on Points Avenue there, right across from City Park, and you can also view those online, cityofmhk.com/TV, Cox Cable Channel 3, or the Facebook page. Now, good thing the Facebook's back up and running today, so otherwise that would not be the case. But that is another tool here, and lots of ways to follow what's going on in your city government. Consent agenda is a little lighter than usual, Mr. Fear.
Yeah, it is. You know, probably the big highlight on there is the asking the commission to consider an award and an agreement for the Kidscape project. This is at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. This is a project that's been fundraised for by the Flint Hills Discovery Center Foundation. They've been through the first phase, which was a design project to essentially really make significant improvements to that second floor kid area. So with some of the new exhibits proposed to target certain age groups, but others that are would be fine for all ages. So it does include some actual animals and some animal holding and some aquariums and what you might find in the Flint Hills. So I think it's a unique package that will make that more interactive. That's something we've heard since the Discovery Center opened. They wish there was more things for kids to do. And so this is really was a focus of the foundation doing the fundraising and coming up with it. So it's a couple of things. One, it's to execute a funding agreement with the Discovery Center Foundation to provide those funds for this particular project and approve a guaranteed maximum price for McCown Gordon Construction, who was pre-selected with their design team, in the amount of $1.237 million for the construction project, and then authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute all the necessary agreements. So there's a number of projects that are highlighted for that second floor area that will make, I think, a much more inviting for our members and future members that want to patronize that facility on a regular basis. So we're excited about those new permanent exhibits and how they'll certainly add to the offerings provided at the Discovery Center.
Yeah, Discovery Center has had a lot of good things going on here. It's been nice to see since we've seen things open up. How pleased have you been with the response here from the community?
Yeah, I think it's been, you know, again, the attractions are areas that took a big hit during COVID, especially the indoor facilities. Mm-hmm. So I think they have done a really good job of trying to work through some of those issues and reestablish. Got some you know, obviously the new traveling exhibit with the dinosaurs, and that's exciting. And so that's the other piece that I think makes the Discovery Center really good, is those traveling exhibits will still be there. Obviously, there'll be some construction to work around during this time period, but we're pleased that we're really appreciative of the foundation and the Discovery Center Foundation and the fundraising that they've done to make this possible. The city really doesn't have any additional cost in any of this for the taxpayer.
I'm going to ask a little history question here. When did that center open? Was it 10 years ago, or was it a little longer than that?
So I think next year is our 10-year anniversary.
I imagine you're going to do something special for that.
Well, we're hoping that the original intent was for this project to be completed by then. And we still may get lucky and have that, but the date, I think it was an April original date, and I think this is probably the end of May before it's done. But yeah, we'll be doing some great things to recognize a decade of service in that facility. And it's great to be putting some, not just some minor improvements, but some significant improvements being made, especially for the kids area.
All right, very cool. Other things on the agenda here, there's the first reading of an ordinance changing the name of the Douglas Center Advisory Board.
This is a recommendation coming forward from the Douglas Center Advisory Board. a long history of that advisory board for the Douglas Community Center and it's in that area. It was originally set up for representation to come to the board from various aspects of the neighborhoods around it or the wards around that area. That area has changed a lot over the decades, and so it's been tougher to find individuals that are willing to serve on that advisory board in a particular zone for as the mayor is responsible for and the commission for making those appointments. So they're wanting to reflect on the improvements that have been recently made with the new indoor rec facility there and change the name of their advisory board to the Frederick Douglass Recreation Complex, noting the history there of the facility, and it is a recreation complex now, as well as make some adjustments to those board representation parameters. So basically it would allow for any at-large person to be a member and not be restricted to certain geographic areas that has had that provision before. So obviously this is the advisory board that exists at the pleasure of the city commission, so any of those changes have to be approved by those, and we currently provide those by ordinance. So they are recommending that. I think it was a unanimous recommendation by the advisory board for these recommendations, and staff certainly supports them.
All right. And anything else here of note?
Got some second reading standard traffic ordinances. So there's some parking restrictions around some of the schools and different aspects like that. A little bit of clarifications on some of the Aggieville areas. We continue to have construction at those particular areas. We've got one is an annual resolution we have to do that gives us expanded investment powers to the city of Manhattan. We're probably the smallest city in Kansas that works with state agencies to be able to achieve this. So we're able to provide for broader investments, still very safe. We've done very well here as opposed to relying on the state investment pool of our idle funds. So it's just an annual report that we have to file and an affirmation that the commission needs to do to give us that expanded investing powers. We also have some adjustments up at the Stonehaven Unit 2 project. So this is an area around the new pond area that's still under development there. This is some of the benefit district petitions that were developed back in 2018, I think they were, actually 19. So 2019 aren't enough to cover some of the costs, and this is specifically to help fund the remaining portion of the sidewalk around that pond. So there'll be a trail completely around that pond, and this is just a new petition that increases the benefit district shares that everybody is supportive of. So the commission needs to finalize that.
All right. Well, that pretty much wraps up the agenda. I know we talked a lot about construction going on here in the community. I wanted to ask just maybe for a brief update on the parking garage. How is construction going on the inside? We see the outside, but we don't know right. What's going on in there.
So they're really putting the brick on the outside facade, obviously, which is visible. And so some of the finishes for the Interior Commission recently, approved the full installation of fire sprinkler systems. So that'll be a major component. Looked like they're still focusing on some of those outdoor areas and trying to get critical things poured that they can get done before our freezing weather gets here. So that's been the primary focus. Still looking for roughly a spring opening. April, I think, is our target date. The next phase of construction, once they get done with the Anderson and 14th intersection and are able to activate the signals there at 14th and Laramie, then they'll finish Laramie out to Manhattan Avenue, and then Manhattan Avenue is the next project that gets is scheduled for reconstruction all the way from Fremont to Bluemont. So it's a big section. It's designed to be phased with some of those initial phases starting down towards the Fremont end over the winter, and then hopefully tackling the bulk of it like the Bluemont. We'll have to get out in the Bluemont intersection, and that's an area where there's a lot of undersized water and sewer lines. And then the other heavy duty of that one is that we'll rebuild all the connections, service connections off those new mains to each business and each facility. So there'll be periods of time where, you know, we'll probably have plywood covering our former site, and the sidewalks get replaced as well. So you'll have to try and maintain the best access we can. And we're trying to do it in smaller chunks so there's less disruption, and try and do it when it's a time when there's things aren't as busy. So that's kind of our goal.
I'm going to piggyback a couple questions here off of that. So with the Manhattan Avenue project, are we going to see an adjustment to that turn right in front of Rally House potentially? Is that going to be readjusted there?
So there'll be a portion that that intersection ultimately becomes a raised platform. So it's a big square intersection with we've done some of these raised platforms. They're working on a little better design for those because we've had some upheaval there in front of Dillard's. There's one there in the North District. So they're a traffic calmer is the intent, but this one is designed to really help with drainage. So to minimize, that's the other thing that we lack in Aggieville is a lot of storm sewer systems. Of course, when you're building things piecemeal and in phases, you aren't necessarily tying into a bigger system, but even though you might store a little bit more water underground till you can connect the whole system and it's done. But yeah, there'll be a kind of a raised table there, and during construction our goal is to try and keep access. I think there's even a phase where we may have two-way traffic on Morrow just during construction, as an example. So to try and ensure that there's adequate access to the businesses, the deliveries down the alleys, all of those are critical aspects.
Okay. My other question is, if you start that construction here, I don't know if it'd be before Christmas or not, but Triangle Park, right now it's kind of a headache to get in and out of there with all the stuff going on. Might we see the mayor's Christmas tree move?
Yeah. Well, I don't think so. I think the plan is still to have a tree in Triangle Park.
Okay.
And I think the question is ultimately, is it going to be a live tree? Is it going to be a temporary cut tree? Not knowing exactly what's going to happen with Triangle Park in the future. Obviously, there's been some other provisions as part of the master plan for how that area might change. There's been some discussion about, do we do something with Little Morrow, which is the south side of Triangle Park, in the future, like we've maybe done with 12th Street, where it can be closed off for event activities but open at other times. So those are some of those things, and not part of the North Manhattan phasing project. So that'll be the key parameter for us in the future.
Okay. Well, interesting. A fun project to watch. I know it's not a cheap endeavor, but I think we're starting to see things coming together down there now. David, did you have something?
I learned something today. Ron, I learned something from you today. I did not know that little street had a name. I did not know it was known as Little Morrow. Is there a sign?
I don't think there is a sign. It's just kind of a name that it's been adopted to over the years.
How about that?
But there's really no entity with a street address there, is there?
There isn't.
Little Morrow.
I like it.
I feel so much better now. My day's made.
All right. Well, Ron, it was good to see you, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks for having me. Great to see you guys.
Good to have you in the studio.
Good to be here.
Coming up tomorrow, we've got USD 383. We've also got Manhattan Fire Department, and we'll talk to Gina Scruggs, downtown Manhattan, as well.